It's getting that time where we're all coming back out of our caves and into the real world and looking for places to go and things to do. And so, as we're interviewing and talking to people, we're looking to talk to people that can give you guidance for the entertainment and the thrills you're seeking in your life. Joining us from the Sharon Playhouse today is Carl Andrus, who is the artistic director. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you, Michael. It's nice to speak with you.
You have been with the Playhouse for a couple of years.
Yes, I started in 2023, so this is my going into my fourth season.
You guys are in the process of rebranding your general system. Give us a little bit about what differences people might see in that.
Well, we have a we sort of it's a little bit of a new era at the Playhouse, just because we have a leadership team that is now comprised of myself as artistic director and Megan Flanagan, who is our managing director, and Michael Kevin Baldwin, who is our education and community director. And so we're sort of a new energy that all really sort of coalesced just last year. So this is going into our second year together. And as we were starting to work, it just felt like a good time to sort of refresh the Playhouse in the public's mind. So we thought it would be really great to sort of rethink our logo and refresh our brand image, so to speak. And we've done that working with a wonderful design collaborator named Christina D'Angelo, who created a new identity for us. She's a person I had worked with previously throughout the years, and she came to see a performance of The Mousetrap last year. And she had been working away on some concepts about how we might reinvent our logo. But then she came to see a perfect production. It was a beautiful day. She was eating lunch with her husband on the patio and just seeing the public interact. And she got a real incredible feeling for the magic of the Sharon Playhouse. And as she left, she said, "I'm completely changing my design direction because now I've lived the Playhouse. I've felt it. And there's something really unique and special going on here." And then she unveiled it for us. And really, she's created a new shape where she's put the name Sharon Playhouse within the shape of the barn, the shape of the building. So it's really sort of destination branding. And she freshened up our color scheme. And it was really wonderful to sort of see her capture how we feel about the Playhouse in such a tangible and immediate way, because brands and identities have to change because audiences change and the energy around organizations change. And so this gives us a new relevance and new tools to tell our story of being this wonderful jewel of a theater in this community in Northwestern Connecticut.
Yeah, a lot of jewels across the northwest corner of Connecticut, Sharon H Playhouse being only one of those. Yeah, it's extremely unique. I love most sitting on the porch outside of the Playhouse there before things are happening and, just having a drink or whatnot, and taking in, because it feels so country out there. And it's totally different from any other thing I've seen. I remember we attended a couple of years back when they had ABBA, not ABBA, but one of the groups that performs as ABBA, and it was outside at that time on a stage. And that too was a really great experience because of the way the Playhouse and how it sits kind of in its own little bowl there, if you will. And it was a really good time. We were talking beforehand about you're just starting to open up the campus for this year, and I was just wondering if you could walk us through what happens as you open that campus, because obviously the shows don't start until June, so you've got about a month going on. Are there public events? What happens down there in this period of time?
During this period of time, because our theater is and our dormitory, they're not winterized, so we have to turn off the water and we have to shut the building down before it gets too cold. So in late fall, we're closed up. So we then have to open the barn and clean up, get the dust out, and get the water back on, and sort of shake everything out and sort of freshen up all the buildings on campus. And our seasonal staff starts arriving. So these are people that we've been interviewing and fielding and hiring since the beginning of the year, where we start seeking the people who are going to come and work for us and with us from essentially now April through the very beginning of October. And so that's quite a long process, whether we're looking for scenic teams or company management or actors. It takes us a long time to sort of get all those people ready to come here and contract them. And then when they start arriving, we start doing the actual physical labor of freshening up, opening up, and getting ready to build all of our sets and get our costumes together. And so we can start welcoming the public, because everything that you see on the stage of the Sharon Playhouse is made on site. It is built on site on our back scenic deck and in our costume shop and in our prop shop. Everything is bespoke for the people who come to see the shows here. Some people came last year to see Million Dollar Quartet and they were asking me, where does this group go next? Thinking that it was a tour. And it was like, no, this is just for you. This is just for our community. And it was all built right here by the people that we bring on. And so we're getting ready to do our first major thing, which is our Spotlight Gala, which happens on May 30th. And that is a very exciting event. And this year we're honoring our former board member, who's a longtime board member and sort of a very popular community member, Skip Barber, is our honoree this year. And we're very excited about that. And we're also presenting the first annual Spotlight Spirit Award, which is going to a person who is involved with the Playhouse in a capacity that brings their artistic integrity and their support and their enthusiasm to the Playhouse. And we're very proud to give that to honorary board member for life, Sarah Combs, who is one of the founding members of TriArts, who has been involved with the Playhouse since that time. And so we're very excited to kick off the season before we do any shows by doing our gala, which is a dinner in our Bock Gallery. It's a cocktail party on our patio, and then it's a wonderful musical revue on the Olsen stage. So it's a real celebratory way to kick off the season and get the stage open and liven up the campus. So that's what we're all in preparations for the upcoming month. And then we hit the ground running, so to speak, getting ready for our first production.
Is the gala open to people that want to come or?
Absolutely. In fact, the gala will be going on sale this week. Information will be going out this week to participate, and there are different price levels, and there are different ways to engage and come and support the Playhouse. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's a real wonderful and magical night, and I'm very excited to be honoring Skip and to be celebrating Sarah.
Tickets will be on sale on the Sharon Playhouse website, I presume.
That is correct, SharonPlayhouse.org. And in fact, I'd like to point out to your listeners that all season long, we encourage our audiences to really be cautious of third-party online ticket sellers, because there are those third parties that come up first in the Google search if you search for Sharon Playhouse. And if you don't go to our website, you could be seeing ticket prices that are three and four times the actual market value. Our highest ticket price, with the exception of special events, is $55. So we did have people experiencing last year buying through third-party ticket sellers and paying over $100, sometimes $200 for a ticket. And coming to us and realizing that they didn't ever receive their tickets, or that they bought a ticket that doesn't exist and it's because it was a scam. And so there's very little that any performing arts organization or any not-for-profit can do about it, because it's sort of a cottage industry, these third-party ticket sellers. We encourage everybody to be really cautious and safe, and only go to SharonPlayhouse.org to buy your tickets for anything going on at the Sharon Playhouse.
I would echo that advice, and even further on that, even if you get an email that has a link in it for Sharon Playhouse, don't click the link. Go and find Sharon Playhouse on the web and log directly into their site. Because, it's interesting you bring that up, because a $55 ticket price is really, really good these days. I mean, to go and see shows, some of these tickets are just, wow, way out there. And so people, even at 150, will be saying, well, this is a good deal.
That's true. And so we feel a responsibility to make sure our community really knows to only come to us, to our website, so that you don't get taken in by one of those scams, because they're so easy to click
Yes.
on the wrong thing.
Yeah, and that's SharonPlayhouse.org. Let's talk a little bit about the 2026 season. What are some of the great highlights coming up?
Well, this season, I was really, mindful of the fact that our nation is approaching its 250th anniversary. And so I wanted to create a season that was filled with heart, humor, and really great music that will lift audiences up. And so this is a season that is rich with nostalgia and laughter and unforgettable moments as we honor the very best of the American spirit. And each of these titles reminds us that we shine brightest when we lift one another up. And so these three shows are all set in moments when the country was tested. And so I like to think that this season will be celebrating resilience, kindness, courage, and the power of community. And our motto at the Sharon Playhouse is create community together. And that's what these stories will be telling this season.
Well, that's great. Everyone's involved in the 250th anniversary of the country. This is a real milestone when it comes to nations historically for the type of system we have set up to have lasted this long. Many people had us done years ago. So we keep on going. And I couldn't think of a better place than down at Sharon Playhouse to experience that feeling and the warmth that you get from thinking that we live in, I'm sorry, no matter what you want to say, the greatest country on planet Earth.
Agreed.
I'm
Agreed.
biased, but you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so our first show is called Swing Time Canteen. Now, that may be a title that's not necessarily familiar to everybody, but it's a show that was created in 1995. And I actually worked on that original production off Broadway in New York City. It was the first professional show that I worked on. I worked backstage, I worked in the wardrobe department, and it really did sort of change my life. It was where I met my longtime collaborator, Charles Bush, the playwright and star. And he was one of the authors of Swing Time Canteen. It's really just right in time for the 4th of July celebration. We will be performing right at the 4th of July. And basically, Swing Time Canteen is a musical that is all. It's a jukebox musical with 1940s music, with an all-female cast of powerhouse performers who sing, dance, and they play the instruments. So if you liked Million Dollar Quartet last year, where the cast played the instruments and performed and told the story, this is the all-women version set in the 40s. It's got an incredible score that's filled with music like Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, I'll Be Seeing You, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And it follows a troupe of women who come from the Hollywood canteen, and they're in London performing for the American troops who are getting ready to go overseas. It's their first USO performance. So they tell sort of like a backstage tale using classic wartime tunes. There's backstage antics and touching moments and just really, really great, exciting, exciting music. And I had an incredible time working on this show back when I was much younger. But the couple of interesting things is that the original cast was featured in a starry lineup in Times Square when there was a celebration of the anniversary of the ending of World War II in 1995. And in fact, Maxine Andrews was still alive at the time of the Andrews sisters, and she appeared as a special guest for an engagement during the run of the show, which was really just the nostalgia was really running high in those days. And anyhow, I just thought that this would be a wonderful show to do, set during World War II, a time when Americans really came together for the war effort and how important it was for these men and women who went to keep up morale among soldiers, men and women who are going to potentially make the greatest sacrifice, and that they put themselves in harm's way to boost morale because we didn't have screens, we didn't have cell phones. The entertainment really had to go to them, and so I love this show because it's celebrating a really strong group of women who went to do just that and in service for the nation.
Well, that's a lot of great music came out of that too, and as you say, everybody kept it upbeat. It was regardless of what was going on with the war and everything, they kept it upbeat, and it was really good. And as you say, they had to go there without the screens and all. Well, it's unfortunately, I have to say to you, my time is coming to an end with you. I so much appreciate having you on today. Carl Andrus, who is the artistic director for the Sharon Playhouse right here in Sharon, Connecticut, around the corner from where I'm sitting right now. And if you want tickets and know about their shows, visit SharonPlayhouse.org on the web. They have a gala coming out, tickets going on sale very soon for that. And hopefully, I have covered all bases. And thank you so much. And good luck in the 2026 season.
Thank you so much.